Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing with me, sing for the ear, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear. Sing with me, just for today, maybe tomorrow.
Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner, CEO and president of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're reporting out of their Bottom Line personal twice monthly publication. These are topics that are there, and so I know you like them. And so I encourage you to go to Bottom Line Inc. and subscribe to their work and follow them on Facebook, on Twitter, not on TikTok though, right, Sarah? You're not on TikTok. We don't do that.
Right? Nobody's dancing on TikTok. And,
Okay, one of the things I want to talk about is all this work from home business. Let's talk about the productivity thing first, Sarah. When I talk to CEOs on this show, including you, about leading a team working from home. I've got people who are leading a team of half a dozen folks, and I got people in one place, and I got people who are leading teams in multiple cities and some in multiple countries. And the general consensus so far, at least, is that their productivity at least hasn't been hurt and maybe has actually gone up. What are you guys experiencing? What do you think?
So a couple things. First of all, there was a survey that said the same thing. It was a survey between LinkedIn, USA Today, and something called YouGov. Mm-hmm. And the majority of people said that they were more productive at home. They had saved time in commuting. They had fewer distractions. They had fewer meetings. But, so I think, and in my talking to different leaders, what I'm hearing is everyone's really pleasantly surprised mm-hmm. at how effective people have
and,
been.
And the next question is, tell me again why I'm paying this much for rent.
Well, yeah, watch that one. That's true. Mm-hmm. But we're all stuck, locked in there right now. But here's the interesting thing that's going to happen. I've got a couple thoughts on it. But the interesting thing that's going to happen is people are able to maintain status quo at home. So it's been 2 months, 3 months, mm-hmm. 4 months. They're still going on their agendas. The people that have been there forever, so they all know each other pretty well. The next phase, there are projects that you can't grow across mm-hmm. your groups. You can't build cultural rapport across groups. You can't, when you hire someone in, these people work well together because they work together.
Right.
So when you bring someone in, you want to go
onboarding
hire.
Onboarding a new
we're
person.
Hire a new, right, onboarding a new person. Training, having them acculturate and build relationships and rapport. You and I have met a bunch of times. We spend time together, mm-hmm. so we have a good, easy rapport. You bring someone else, and how are they going to fit into the team and feel comfortable? You can't do it the same. A Zoom call is effective, but it's not the same as being in mm-hmm. person. So long term, I think that there's a lot of projects, and I've heard this from other people, that there are big strategic projects that have been held off mm-hmm. right now because of the pandemic. But I think long-term it's going to be a problem. This is not going to be a forever, what do I need to come to the office for?
This is one thing you're bringing up that's really important, Sarah, that most other people don't bring up that much, and that is we're all in. And I brought this up in a way a week or so ago when I said the reason it's working so well now is we're all sprinting. And when you're sprinting, everybody, the adrenaline is up and everybody's motivated. It's almost like a picnic, right? But I've said, what are we going to do, without fleshing it out as well as you have, I said, what are we going to do when the sprint needs to become a marathon?
Well, it's true. And not only that, so the flip side, the dark side of the survey is that there are a whole lot of people who are feeling isolated, they're feeling lonely, they're less productive because it's right. harder for them to get answers. So, again, a
or,
Zoom call.
Or they're, if they're extroverts, they get their energy from other people and they don't get that in a screen.
No, it's just not the same. And there's nothing that beats. I get so frustrated because, there are projects that you do when you run into someone in the hall, you have a 30-second conversation. Mm-hmm. Says, hey, did you think about this? While you're looking face-to-face, the whole
right.
pace and creativity.
It's part of the beehive effect, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Now, you mentioned the commercial real estate, so this is the funny mm-hmm. thing. all these companies that ran to open seating ran to benching, right, where you have no personal space whatsoever. You're literally shoulder to shoulder at a table because they want to save money. Those are the people last ones to get back in the office. I think we're going to switch back to a land of offices and private offices.
Interesting.
And I think there will be more flexibility with people working from home. But I think long-term, remote companies is just not a growth strategy.
We're going to grow into this, though. Over the next 2 to 5 years, we're going to grow into this. There will be more work from home, but that was already happening.
Yes.
And there's so many things that are going on right now that we don't need to look at them as if something that just popped up out of the mist. A lot of the things that are going on right now are just accelerating what was already in the works, right?
It's true, but let me make one other comment also about productivity. It's easy to be really productive when there's nothing else to do. So we were all locked in our homes. We had nowhere to go. You had no other distractions, unless you were a parent and you had kids at home, and then you're pulling your hair out.
Mm-hmm.
But for everybody else, there was nothing else to do. Now, we've trusted people to work at home. You and I both know some employees are more productive and more reliable than others when they're on their own. Some jobs are more suited to work from home than others.
Well, and what about the millennial generation? The younger people seem to need more collaboration than maybe baby boomers did. That's yet to be really understood, isn't it?
Well, there's a grand irony there. You know, on the one hand, these kids grew up in the screens, right? Everything is through the screen, and yet that's where the WeWorks came from.
Mm.
I mean, there's this whole living situation, all these new apartment structures that were small apartments in large public spaces.
Right.
That's all going to change.
Yeah,
I think you're right. It's really going to be interesting, but this is not, whatever's experienced now is not a panacea and not, I think, sustainable.
Wisdom from the mouth of Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. We always enjoy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.